How is it so far, man?
It's great.
It's great. He's just maintaining a good pace. Has a nice base. He's squatting a little bit. Probably feels it a little bit in his quads. Definitely in the biceps, triceps. All right. He's done his first round through. He's doing some air squats. You gonna try for a certain amount of air squats or just kind of keep going?
Yeah, just till my arms feel a little less tired.
Okay. So, as you can't feel the arms, you switch over to the legs, do some squats, get the feeling back in the arms, more blood flow, and then you switch back to the battle ropes. Well, he's been going for a minute 10, and I'm tired watching him.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. This episode comes from the earlier version of the podcast, known as the ETT Rap Show. Enjoy!
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. As the lovely Shannon mentioned, we have an old school throwback episode this week for you. Before we jump into this episode, we want to remind you guys about two things. Please, please, please give us that rating and review in the iTunes store or on the Apple Podcast app. Also, make sure you bookmark addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. That is the website that will give you access to all our show notes for each episode. And those are super important because you get to see some background information about the topics we talk about in each episode. And also, that website contains our shop page, which gives you links to all our great affiliates like Stick Mobility, the Hemp Coffee Exchange, and of course, our Amazon ATF-approved product list. You'll see some items on there that we've tasted and either tested out here on the podcast or in our everyday life, and we give them our seal of approval. So make sure if you want to try those out, you click on them through the website. It helps out support the podcast. All right. This old school podcast is the first of its kind, and I hope you enjoy this old school episode from our ETT Rap Show days.
Hey, this is Ty and Nick. Nick's here too.
What's up, guys?
We're about to do a challenge. Let's call it the Tag Along Girl Scout Cookie Challenge, where Nick is about to eat 3 Tag Alongs, which is about
210 calories.
210 calories?
Yep.
Okay. And he is then going to use battle ropes and air squats?
Yeah, bodyweight squats, basically.
Okay. And try to burn off the 210 calories in, I guess it'll be about 10 to 12 minutes.
I think it'll be under 10. I'm going to shoot for under 10.
Under 10 minutes,
yeah,
to burn off 210. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
All right. Here we go. Cookie number one.
The first bite, how is it?
It's delicious.
It's amazing, right? For those of you that don't know, the Tag Along is the chocolate-covered cookie with peanut butter in the center. Mm-hmm. And it's actually like a cookie inside, right?
Yeah. It's like a vanilla wafer almost down there.
Oh, okay. Down
peanut
there.
Peanut butter, chocolate all over.
Oh, just hidden away.
Yeah.
Packed away.
This is a Girl Scout cookie fave right here.
Okay.
Probably my favorite, I would say.
Yeah.
But apparently, I got a lot of new stuff, too.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. A lot of new stuff. Dude, Samoas?
Yeah.
You like Samoas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Samoas are apparently the highest sugar in mm-hmm. it. Got the coconut, the caramel, but it's amazing. And the chocolate drizzle.
10 grams per cookie.
Per cookie?
Mm-hmm. This isn't far behind.
Yeah.
8 grams.
8 grams. All right.
No.
Nick, you're done 2 cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I could eat these whole if I really wanted to. I mean, they're not that big.
No, they're not that big. It's like an Oreo size, but not even as thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe as thick as a normal stuffed Oreo, but why go there? You got to at least go double stuffed. Don't they make triple and quadruple stuff?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's just me. I make it my own. Okay, mm-hmm. I've been making it myself.
It makes a lot of odd Oreo flavors, but... And you just spilled coffee all over
your place. Oh, coffee all over the place.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You weren't even close to your mouth.
Not even...
All right, last cookie going down.
Not even a little bit. All right, so you have... I'll call out the time that you start, and I'll keep track of how long it's taken, too.
Okay.
That way I can update the listeners. Yeah, here we go.
And for all you know, like Tyler said, 210 calories. I got my heart rate monitor on right now. So basically, I'm just going to burn it off using the calorie counter right on my heart rate monitor.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, good luck. Oh, before you start, do you feel like eating 3 cookies before a workout is going to make you feel kind of crappy? Nah.
No way.
Pure energy?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was like 3, the cookies. I mean, like
they're
you
tiny.
Said.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
About a half dollar size, maybe.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what a half dollar is anymore.
They don't make them anymore. They might. They might.
I'm an old soul. What can I say? All right.
When is the last time you've seen a half dollar? No one's seen one of those since 1999. When juvenile was still big. All right, Nick is going. He's going to start on the battle ropes. Oh, he's messing up everything. Oh, he's starting. In 3, 2, 1, go. All right. So right now I'm drinking just some Gevalia coffee from Publix, which isn't locally sourced or anything like that, but it's very yummy. It's good stuff. A little update on Nick. He is doing small twirls of the battle ropes. He's been going for about 25 seconds. Now he's going a little bit bigger. How is it so far, man?
It's great.
It's great. He's just maintaining a good pace. Has a nice base. He's squatting a little bit. Probably feels it a little bit in his quads. Definitely in the biceps, triceps. All right, he's done his first round through. He's doing some air squats. You gonna try for a certain amount of air squats or just kind of keep going?
Yeah, just till my arms feel a little less tired.
Okay, so as you can't feel the arms, you switch over to the legs, do some squats, get the feeling back in the arms, more blood flow, and then you switch back to the battle ropes. Well, he's been going for a minute 10, and I'm tired watching him. It looks like a fun time. I'm gonna take a little picture of him right now because he looks so cute. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Feel free to have a cookie.
Oh, I can have one? That's so nice of you. That's so nice of you. I'm gonna eat a cookie. All right, he's back on the battle ropes. Well, these tag-alongs are really good. I don't know if you guys ever had a tag-along, but you might want to hop on that train. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Podcast down. Oh, man. He's 2 minutes, 40 seconds in. He's now on to squats again. How many calories are you at?
Not a lot.
No, not a lot. Oh, no. Well, you're at about 3 minutes. You still feeling confident that you can do this under 10? Uh-oh. He doesn't know. It's still early on, though. Like I was saying before I dropped you guys, the backyard at my house is getting a little bit of work done. The easement in the backyard, they had to literally move my fence 5 yards into my space, my personal space. And they've taken over back there because they're switching out the sewer. Oh, whoa, timeout. Nick is doing the power slams on the ropes, and then he's done. Okay. So they're actually working on the sewer, and sadly, they had to take out a bunch of my trees. Quick update, Nick is now on to squats. He's doing pretty quick squats as well. And he's breathing a little bit heavy, but I'm confident in him. He looks cute. He's doing well. He's smiling, sort of, in a weird way. So we normally put the battle ropes around one of my pine trees that was back here, but they had to take it down. I originally told him to save it because I liked it, but then my neighbors pointed out to me that it had a huge, looked like a lightning scar down the base of it into the root system, and it kind of was hanging over my neighbor's side of the fence, so if it fell, it would have been all over their house. So while they were here, I was like, you know what, we'll just take the tree out for free. So now my backyard is sparse of trees, and we have now jerry-rigged a battle rope station where we put my punching bag, we loop the ropes through a kettlebell. It's not moving too bad. Nick is now back on squats.
And there.
You said 70? All right.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll yeah. He's 5 minutes in at this rate. He's going for 15 minutes to burn off 3 cookies. Oh boy.
Keep the heart rate up this high.
I
might go fast.
That's true. Yeah, keep the heart rate up. Keep burning. Man. I'm kind of, yeah.
A lot of squats.
A lot of squats. How are the knees feeling? They're okay?
The knees are fine. It's the hamstrings.
Yeah. Man. Okay, he's done the squats. He's going back over. He's pumping himself up. He's psyching himself up. He's doing little loops. Pretty quick. They're pretty quick on the battle ropes over here. So these tag-alongs, they have a picture of a girl and maybe her parents. Probably not, though. They don't look anything alike. And they are kayaking and having a great time. Little do they tell you that you'd have to kayak for approximately 2 hours to burn off 3 cookies. Although kayaking is a great exercise.
Yeah.
It's a great upper body exercise. And core, actually.
Shannon and I went a couple weeks ago.
I don't know if they can hear you, but he said Shannon, he went a couple weeks ago. Where'd you go?
Kings Bay.
Kings Bay.
Manatees.
Did you see any manatees?
Tons.
Oh, nice. Saw some. That's cool.
Hundo,
he's at 100 calories burned. He's almost halfway there. 5 more calories, he's almost there. And that is at 6 minutes 50 seconds. So he's a little bit above 12 minutes if he keeps going. I'm going to stand up with the podcast. I'm going to walk you guys over because our setup has just fallen.
Don't worry about it.
Once you switch, I'll fix it up. But the punching bag that was holding the ropes back has just fallen. So it looks like it's doing okay, but you won't be able to do slams that way.
Yeah.
I'll fix it. Oh, man. So after the workout and after the podcast, today I have a bar crawl down in St. Pete. And I should have done a burn off the bar crawl calorie workout this morning, but that might take, I don't know, 6 hours to do that. So I don't know, just gotta live life every once in a while.
120.
Nick, give us an update of how you're feeling.
125.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be under. Give me a time check.
Time check. All right, you should be about 7.5 to 8 minutes right now. Yeah, eight exactly. Yeah, you got this, man. How about try for at least under 12? Yeah, don't tell me what to do. Oh, all right, I'm going to stand up with you guys again and get a picture of him. Yeah, he's pushing hard. Wow. I'm not envious. I mean, I had to do this for my workout today, but jeez. He's doing like a weird snake move now, where he brings his arms from the center of his chest and pushes them outwards, so it looks like a snake slithering on the ground. All right, back to squats. Back to those squats. Oh, you're getting a little, he's getting a little bit of a jump in there. Is that gonna burn a little extra calories?
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
I can't look the time.
Well, you're looking at 9 minutes right now, man. Yeah, you wanna give us an update? 150? Okay. 150 calories burned. Oh man, I don't know. I couldn't imagine you eat something and right away you try to burn it off as quickly as possible. It just seems like daunting. This is, if you could see his face, you would be sad for him. Because he is straining to do this. He's doing slams, and he's straining because he's actually working really hard. He hasn't slowed down much this whole time. All right, he's done ropes again, going for squats with little air jumps. About 5 seconds till 10 minutes. Breathing heavier.
170.
How do you feel like your form's doing?
Form's not bad.
Form's okay?
Yeah.
Holding together? 40 more calories. He's almost there. I think he can. Yeah, I think he can get under 12 minutes. It's gonna be tight, but he's close. He's only got about half a cookie left to deal with. So While he's burning off that half cookie, I'm gonna eat a whole cookie. Mm-hmm. There it is. Oh, he's doing the snake maneuver again. You know, a lot of people are afraid of snakes. I think snakes are pretty cool. 195. 15 more calories in 30 seconds. Can you do it? I don't know how I feel about Girl Scout cookies. I used to be obsessed with them when I was a kid. And I feel like I'd rather eat ice cream. I'm not sure. This is a good free snack. 200?
Yeah.
All right, you only have about 5 seconds, so tell your body to hurry up. Burn calories, please.
205.
205. Only 5 more calories to go. Keep pushing, buddy.
12.
Nice. And that was in 12 minutes, 12 seconds. So you were very close to what you predicted. That's awesome, man. How do you feel right now? Here, come talk. I know you don't want to talk. You're sweat dripping off his nose, trying to catch his breath, but let's hear it.
Feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little winded. I think if I would have started faster, I would have got under 10. I think I started too slow, too conservative.
So once you got that heart rate up, you start burning calories a lot quicker, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, like you said, what? We were at 5 minutes and I was only, I think at 70.
So overall, was it harder or pretty much what you thought it would be?
No, I thought those, I knew I was going to have to work constantly.
Yeah.
In order to get that many. Like I said, I wish I got under 10. But 12's not bad.
No.
For a total blind experiment.
Do you want another cookie?
No.
I feel like once you perform that, now that you've performed this experiment, every time you eat one of these cookies, you're going to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I don't eat Girl Scout cookies very often.
Yeah. How do you feel about Girl Scout cookies? Are you a big fan? Or would you rather eat something else?
Like I said, I haven't. That's the first one I've had in years.
Yeah.
You know? I don't mind. Like I said,
I don't mind.
It's a treat. So you treat it like a treat and have it every once in a while. That's a good thing. You know?
How you feeling? You all right now?
Yeah. It says max heart rate 190.
190? Wow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. But what's the max you've ever had? Do you know?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
I feel it's like probably, if you're going above 200, that's like insane, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the range for this one is. But you know, it says max. I'm still about 110 right now.
Oh, I wonder if all the listeners know how a heart rate monitor works. Like, it's not just a watch you're wearing.
No, like I said, I got a band across a monitor portion across my chest. I think some do work. You can get some that are nice, that are just for the wrist.
Okay.
Probably take your pulse via your wrist. But yeah, mine has a little kind of a strap goes across right above my right next to my heart, basically. And it's actually got another sensor right here that I guess
like on your sternum.
Yeah, I think it transmits to this is what it does. Yeah.
It's like a little Bluetooth.
Maybe.
Radio signal, yeah, something. Yeah,
well, I mean, what am I, a scientist?
I don't know, maybe.
But yeah, that was fun. Like I said, you can eat, apparently, 3 Girl Scout cookies and then just work out as hard as possible for 12 minutes. Still, you know, like I said, that's just for calorie-based. The sugar, I think, was 8 grams per 2 cookies, so 4 grams a cookie.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so like I said, it's 12 grams of sugar and 4 cookies. That's a good amount of sugar. And like I said, it's a treat. It's meant to be a treat, not a staple of your diet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of good they come along once a year.
Is it really only once a year? I feel like it's changing. I feel like maybe even in Florida, because there's no seasons down here. There's summer and winter. I feel like they're just all year round.
I don't know. Like I said,
I think twice
shop.
A year they come out.
Maybe.
Come out of the woodwork. They're like termites.
Yeah, I apparently got in a little bit of trouble. So I posted a picture of the box yesterday, or recently on Facebook and Instagram.
On ET Tampa?
ET Tampa, or on our, also I just put it on my Facebook too, my personal one. And one of my clients saw it, and apparently her daughter sells Girl Scout cookies, so she was a little upset that I bought from somewhere else. Went to a different dealer.
Apparently. Yeah, you can't be doing that. You got to have loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like I said, I had to promise. I guess I'm going to have to buy some more cookies, maybe bring them to work. Apparently, they have gluten-free cookies, which is interesting. You know, they're starting to get on that kick.
And I saw the Thin Mints were vegan.
Vegan, yeah.
Kind of like Oreos are as well.
True. Yeah, which means...
It means that cream inside has zero cream in it.
Yeah, it's all oil and whatnot.
Little hydrogenated oils.
So, yeah, like I said, hey, it's vegan, but how great is that?
It's weird because I think that's a... like a fad that people look for. They're like, oh, it's vegan, it has to be healthy.
Yeah.
You look at tofu and that has tons of estrogen in it from soy.
From soy. Yeah.
Which has been linked to some cancers too. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah. Like I said, that's, it's funny. It's a marketing ploy.
It really is. Yeah.
And that's another one I think we'll try to touch on in a later podcast, because I've heard a lot of information about it. It's the grass-fed kind of thing.
Yeah.
It
just sounds good?
Well, in some cases, it is important, but in other cases, it's not as important. It's more of a marketing ploy.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah.
So I think that's something we can touch on in the future. You know, like, we always go back to nutrition on this podcast, it seems like.
It's okay. I mean, we can change it up. What do you want to go
say? No, that's not, you know, that's not what I'm saying. It's not like we keep talking about it. It's just that it's that intricate and, you know, involved, and there's so many nuances that you could talk about it for days. I mean, there are podcasts out there that don't want to talk about.
It's pretty crazy because I feel like we've tapped into like almost everything we can say about nutrition, but then we talk about one thing, we're like, oh, we could definitely keep talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's unlimited.
Yeah, so it's the workout today, like you were telling, sent around battle ropes, and you got back in some striking today.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing your kicks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you were looking good. Yeah. I know we don't get every week in usually, so. But you got good technique as far as, kicks and striking.
Going to throw up those cookies? Little,
No. They're staying down, but, you know.
No, you want those calories.
That's a little indigestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recommend anybody doing that. That was kind of a scientific experiment. I wouldn't recommend eating cookies and immediately working out as hard as humanly possible.
Maybe 3 cookies, 30-minute rest, then hard as possible.
I don't recommend cookies as a pre-workout snack. I would not do that. Maybe a piece of fruit.
Okay.
Or, you know, maybe some good lean deli meat or something like that. You know, something to satiate you through the workout and give you calories.
You know what I've done for the past 2 times that we've done workouts? Remember, every time you come, I'm like, oh, I ate Faye yogurt. Just some Greek yogurt before our workout, like 30 minutes before, maybe even a little bit longer, and it just phlegms me up and I just can't breathe while I'm doing it. It's the worst pre-workout.
You got to find something that works for you, because everybody's going to be different.
Yeah,
like I said, I mean, you can eat a piece of fruit and then or, you know, something else, or like I said, I can eat yogurt and then work out
and you're good with it.
I'm good.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. I did some turkey sausage this morning, mixed in with 2 eggs.
Nice.
And on a piece of Ezekiel bread. It was so good.
It sounds so good.
Yeah. Put a little salsa verde.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Some green salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
It was fun. Tomatillo, man. That's what it's made of. Tomatillos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The tomato, the green tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever that is. Tomato-like thing.
Yeah, it's like a baby tomato. I don't know. It's from Mexico, I think. So, yeah, I mean, my workout today was, I thought, very tough. Just because it was with the intervals of going from lower body, some sort of squat or lunge, over to battle ropes, which is good because I got to kind of go from lower body to upper body and give my lower body a break during the battle ropes.
Right.
But we did... Three times through a circuit, and 20 seconds on for the first 3 times in that first circuit on the battle ropes was kind of tiring. And then second time through, it was down to 15 seconds, which was less tiring. But then 10 seconds, I'm tired by that point, so it feels kind of tiring anyway.
Yeah, like we did a step down kind of pyramid for the battle ropes because they are just a cardio burner. And I mean, basically, obviously, it's an upper body exercise. I mean, you can turn it into a total body exercise, but the way we were doing upper body, and it'll just burn those arms out and getting that lactic acid, they build up in the muscles, and that's why I like switching it off from lower body upper body to kind of, you know, push that through so you can you know, re-energized by the next time you get to the battle ropes.
Yeah, I think
get it full effort.
The hardest part was the goblet squat, where I'm holding the kettlebell up against my chest, and kind of my biceps are contracting the whole time as I'm holding it. And then you do the lunges and then turns. Once that was done, after I did 10 of those and I had to go do battle ropes, I was like, I can't feel my arms though. Can I use my legs this time? So
that
it got
would be
pretty
ridiculous.
Tough.
If we like somehow rigged it up so that it'd be attached to your legs and you just
it would be
your legs.
That'd be tough. I bet you could sit in a chair, tie them to your feet, and then just kick like you're in the water or something.
That's the next experiment.
And then we'll try it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I need to get some coffee in me. So I think we're going to wrap this one up. I appreciate you guys tuning into this, the first ETT experiment.
Wow, this is a weird one, right?
Yeah, this is the first, I mean, we're outside, so we're probably going to have a little ambient noise. And but thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll be posting some pictures and stuff to, and then promoting. Thanks for Girl Scout cookies. I guess they're our sponsor for this podcast.
Girl Scout, I mean, we ate them. We gave them some.
Yeah.
Some airtime.
Exactly. I mean,
jeez.
You know, I did. I purchased them from a nice,
legal vendor, right?
I didn't get them off the street.
Well, you probably did get them off the street,
well,
right?
Well, in front of Publix. Yeah. You know. Some very nice young Girl Scouts. So it was very, it was good to support them. And I want to thank them for providing and give us a little motivation for this podcast. Because I saw them. I knew they were coming out this time of year. Apparently, they're getting a lot of press. With the Oscars, and you hear about what happened to the Oscars?
No, what happened?
All right, well,
we'll get into it now.
Girl,
yeah, get into
Girl
it.
Scouts were selling cookies at the Oscars.
No way. Like on the red carpet?
No, they're at the performance. Like at
Chris Rock. Yeah. His like daughter and stuff like that. He brought them out.
So like Leo was eating Thin Mints or something like that.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, we're about as comparable as Leo.
Well,
so, yeah.
We might have more listeners than Leo would have.
So yeah, once again, I know I said thank you three times for joining us, but thanks again, guys.
But we do appreciate it.
Yeah, obviously. Like I said.
Without these people listening, then we'd just be talking to ourselves and posting it online for no one to listen to.
Exactly. So if you guys, if you hear this and you have an idea for our next podcast, please let us know.
Which, by the way, has anyone given us any ideas yet?
I've got some people giving me some ideas.
Because I want it. I want it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's put it out there. Let's have people either contact you on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, and write, even if it's just a question, and it can be anonymous, and then we'll answer it on a following podcast. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, well, we'll do that, and then I'll probably maybe a couple days before we record the next one, I'll send a post out on all those channels to try to elicit some responses.
Yeah, let's get some responses,
Just tune in right on our outro, guys. We'll have all the our ways to get a hold of us on Instagram, Twitter, email, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
So, once again, finally... Thanks again.
Thank you,
Tuning in to this episode of the ETT Rap Show, and we'll check you next time.
Later.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.